He's got concrete road.
What do you call a road with a tarry surface? You know, it's a dark colored surface.
What do you call it? Black top.
Now this is something that you just, you know, may never have heard of. I hadn't heard of it myself until I saw this thing here. But you know, sometimes when you go into the town, you find that the sidewalk here, then there's a little strip of grass between the sidewalk and the curbstone, and there's a street itself. Do you have a word for the grass strip in there?
I don't know what that's for.
I don't either. I don't know what it is. What do you call a ditch by the side of a graded road? Just out in level countries, usually take the runoff water, you know.
They call it a drain ditch.
A drain ditch?
Yes, a drain ditch.
They've got some names here. They're just incredible. And drain ditch sounds pretty sensible to me.
Because it's a drain of water on
it. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. What do you call a worthless dog? Just a dog that just is no... It just doesn't do anything particular. I mean, really, you know, one that's not even cute.
Never. Like, I just call this a dog.
Just a dog?
Just a dog, yes.
You ever heard of something like a mongrel or a no-count?
No.
Or a scrub?
No.
What do you call the name for the gentle sound made by horses at feeding time? You know, when they want to be fed, they start making little soft noises.
I call it snort.
Snorting.
Snort.
Did you ever hear of something like a whicker or a whinny?
No, I haven't heard of that.
A knicker. Did you ever hear that?
I thought when the knicker did holler, I thought this snort, you know, when they kind of blow like.
Mm-hmm.
And the knickers when they holler, when they kind of like they're lonesome or something.
Oh, I see. Well, now that's interesting. What do you call the bone from the chicken, breast of a chicken, that kids dry out and pull? What is that?
Pulley bone.
Pulley bone. Boy, I used to like to fool around with those. I never won, though.
Yeah.
I never did get them. What do you call a second growth of hay or clover? You know, sometimes you plant and then harvest one growth and then it rains or something and a new thing comes up.
Or second growth.
Second growth?
Yes, a second growth. Second growth of hay.
What do you call bread and loaves made of white flour?
Light bread.
Light bread. What do you call bread made of cornmeal?
Cornbread.
Cornbread. What about cornbread that's made in the ashes?
It's cornbread too.
It's cornbread too. Do you ever hear of anything called corn dodgers?
Some people say it's corn dodgers, some say it's cornbread.
Oh, I see. And so corn, you've heard corn dodgers?
Yes, I've heard it. I don't ever use that word.
What about, have you ever heard of ash bread or ash cake?
Yes.
What if you don't use that word?
I don't use it because I never have.
Which one have you heard of before?
Ash cake.
Ash cake.
Ash cake.
But you just call it cornbread no matter where it's made. It's good no matter where it's made. What do you call soft, mushy cornbread that's served with a spoon?
Mush.
Mush. You know, everybody calls it mush, and I don't even have that word on here. And that sounds better than the things that I've got. Mm-hmm. It actually makes more sense. What do you call a round, flat, sweet piece of bread with a little hole in the middle of it?
Small.
Yeah.
Cookie.
A cookie.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is kind of soft and sometimes got just called a cookie.
Yeah, called a cookie.
Let me ask you, have you ever heard of a thing called a donut?
Yes. Now, I have a donut too.
Now what's the difference between a cookie and a donut?
A donut is kind of round. It's more the outside of it's round, the cookie's flat.
Oh, I
it's
see.
A donut.
But you do use the word donut for something that's a round piece of.
Yes,
I didn't ask the question right then.
Donut.
Well, what do you now?